Mr. Jacobson.
May it please the Court. This appeal turns on the Board's construction of the claim language machine-readable instructions. Google does not seriously dispute on appeal that below the Board made factual findings that this is a term of art. Google's own expert agreed that is true. And to one of ordinary skill, it means code or pseudocode executable by a computer.
Right. Process. Now we're trying to understand it in the context of this patent. And nowhere else in the patent does it actually use the magic words machine-readable instructions, nor is there any embodiment that seems to suggest how machine-readable instructions would be introduced into any of the embodiments to somehow carry out whatever the goals of the invention are. So could you, I guess, somehow translate for me what the machine-readable instructions are actually doing, since they're nowhere referenced in the spec? I mean, as Ms. Arner pointed out, there's embodiments talking about data, right? Data getting sent over. But where is the machine-readable instructions popping up in the spec?
Let me show you an example, Your Honor, and in the context of that example, I'll explain what the machine-readable instructions are doing and how those are different from just the data fields that the patent describes stored in this database. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the specification in column 7. That's on appendix page 42. The relevant part starts at line 49. Mm-hmm. And what is described is the URL associated with the Ford Taurus car together with the instruction to translate the query into the associated URL. What this is saying is you have here a URL. That's just data. That's just a website, www.ford.com. But that's not all you have. You also have an instruction to a computer to take that URL and translate it into a website. That's what the claim language requires you generate and then provide to the user device, that instruction, not just the data field.
Isn't that inherent anytime you send a URL link over?
No, Your Honor. There's a difference between a URL and a hyperlink to a URL. That's why the claims recite hyperlink to a URL.
Okay. Well, hyperlink. Anytime you send a hyperlink, you're sending these kinds of instructions?
In most cases I'm aware of, if you do actually generate and send a hyperlink, that would be machine-readable instructions, Your Honor. I agree. But that's not what Google's asserted prior art taught. Google's asserted prior art.
No, I understand your technical arguments for why the Google's arguments fail, but I'm just trying to now understand what is really being accomplished by the machine-readable instructions. And I guess from this reference in the spec, you're saying it's really nothing more than the instructions that come along with any old hyperlink.
Your Honor, instructions that come with a hyperlink would be an example of machine-readable instructions, but that does accomplish something important that tells the computer using HTML tags to take
this web. You didn't invent the idea of sending along these instructions so that the URL can all of a sudden be clickable to access the website, or a phone number.
We did not invent the concept of a hyperlink or a phone number. What is inventive about these claims is it does this in a way that's different from the prior art. In the prior art, what you would do if you wanted to use a hyperlink is you would just send the URL from a computer system to your user device, and all the instructions, all the software you needed to turn that into a hyperlink, that would be resident on the device. That's what Google's Filia reference did. These claims claim something innovative by reversing that. Now we're actually generating the instructions for the hyperlink at a remote computer and sending that along to the user device. That was counterintuitive because now the message you're sending is more complicated. It involves at least some code or pseudocode, and it has to work together with everything that's already on the device. When you're just sending...
I guess I'm lost. What is new about, instead of sending the URL, you're sending a link with the URL?
What's new, Your Honor, is instead of sending just the URL, instead of sending just www.google.com, you're sending the actual HTML code to create a hyperlink. And so that would be an anchor tag, which is the A symbol, the variable href, which tells you what the URL is going to link to, the text, and a closing anchor tag. So you're sending a little bit of code or pseudocode, machine-readable instructions, instead of just sending the data and relying on the instructions already being resident on the device. That's one inventive aspect of these claims.
I guess you're saying Ferris doesn't teach this, so
no,
Ferris just has data, do you want to buy this? And then you get to press a button on the remote control.
Correct, Your Honor. Ferris just sends an advertisement text, for example, buy this power drill and a price, and all the software that's needed to take that and do something with it, all the instructions, is already present on the Ferris device. That's why, to attempt to prevail below, Your Honor, Google had to advance an implicit construction that was contrary to the meaning of this term of art. Google had to imply that any time you send data, that's an instruction. And that's because all of Google's references, the only thing that the computer system provided to the remote device is just data. No instructions, no code or pseudocode. And the problem with that, as the board recognized, is that it's directly contrary to what this term, this claim term, means to one of ordinary skill. And that was established by the admissions of Google's own expert, who agreed with our expert that when you have machine-readable instructions, it's a term of art, and what that tells one of ordinary skill is that we are providing code or pseudocode, not just data. That's why it's instructions to a machine.
Would it be a different case if they had added filial to the proposed rejection of Claim 1?
No, Your Honor. And the reason is that all that is sent in filial from the filial remote computer to the filial user device is just a URL. Nowhere does filial teach sending the additional code or pseudocode that would make it a hyperlink. And that's because filial did it the old way. You just sent the data and you relied on software on the user computer to have all the instructions you needed to take some action with that data.
Do all of the pieces of prior art involve some kind of human-taken step on the receiving end to carry out the action, or are some of them actions that are carried out without additional human intervention, but the instructions for doing so are already resident on the receiving device, just not sent?
There's examples of both, Your Honor. Ferris describes some human action as needed, for example, clicking buy button. In filial, you've got instructions already present on the user device, which take the URL and take it to a website. In neither case are you doing what the claims require, which is generating and actually providing the machine-readable instructions to the user device.
Mr. Jacobson, when I look at this patent, I see 11 columns of prior art references. One cites references to the Patent Office pursuant to a duty of disclosure to disclose references pertinent to the patentability of the invention. 11 columns of references. How can this possibly be non-obvious?
Because, Your Honor, the prior art that's disclosed demonstrates how what was done in the prior art is the opposite of what was done in this patent. In these references, for example, Google's reference, what you're doing is sending data, not instructions. And that actually told one of ordinary skill that it would be counterintuitive to send instructions. Because when you're just sending data, it's simple. You don't have to worry about the code you're sending working together nicely with the code on the device. That's why it was done the opposite way in all this prior art. One inventive aspect of this patent is it turned that on its head. It did the opposite of what the prior art did. And that would have seemed like a bad idea to one of ordinary skill, because now what you're trying to transmit is more complicated. You could have reliability problems, and now you need to be sure that the little code or pseudocode that you're sending is going to work with all the software on the device. That's harder to do when you are sending code or pseudocode that's separate from the software already present on the device.
Do you think citing 11 columns of 200 or 300 references is consistent with the duty of disclosure?
Certainly, Your Honor.
What is the standard for the duty of disclosure?
Your Honor,
other than I found a mountain of references, now I'm going to send them all to the examiner and tell the examiner to get to work.
Your Honor, I want to recite it correctly. This was not an issue raised on this appeal, but I'll try my best. My understanding is that you need to disclose references that are material, and that means references that could actually potentially result in a finding of unpatentability. Here, Google's references cannot, and indeed the board...
But your firm, submitted hundreds and hundreds of references to the examiner. So I guess... whoever signed off on that believed that all of these references, hundreds of references, were material?
I would disagree with that, Your Honor. Your duty is to submit references that have some reasonable possibility of being material, and it's wise to submit more references to disclose more so the board, so the patent office can consider more in deciding whether or not to issue your patent.
Is it, I don't think either side here has suggested that there's any relationship between this case and the other IPRs that were argued not too long ago. I don't remember exactly. Is that, does everybody agree that, that they're unrelated?
I agree, Your Honor. Those involve different claim limitations, and I don't see any overlap between the issues here. Your Honor, affirming the board's construction of machine-readable instructions is dispositive of this entire appeal, and the reason is what we just discussed. All of Google's references did not send code or pseudocode. They sent just data. That's why below, Google made no effort to actually try to demonstrate that in any of these references, what you're sending is code or pseudocode, because Google could not. Instead, what Google had to do to try to win is advance a implicit construction that was inconsistent with what this claim term means to one of ordinary skill in the art.
Did Google make an argument in its petition that even if neither Ferris nor the other prior art actually teaches the sending of code, it would have been an obvious variation to include the quite small amount of code, HTML tags and whatnot that you were describing that would be sending a hyperlink and therefore come with it?
No, Your Honor. Your Honor, I think Your Honor meant to say, did Google argue that even if Ferris sends only data, it would be obvious to modify that to include the code? And the answer is no. Google intended, depended entirely on this implicit construction that sending data is machine-readable instructions. And so what we're left with is a factual finding supported by more than substantial evidence, the admissions of Google's own expert, the credited testimony of our expert, a number of objective sources, other patents, Google's own patents, which use machine-readable instructions to refer to code or pseudocode, and dictionary definitions from well-known dictionaries like the Microsoft Computing Dictionary, which define this as code or pseudocode. And there is no conflict with these dependent claims for the two reasons, Judge Toronto, you pointed out. First,
I was just reciting your reasons.
Thank you, Your Honor. I agree with the reasons we recited. First, that a hyperlink is code or pseudocode. It's HTML, and Google will not deny that. They can't deny that you can code a hyperlink using HTML tags. There's also support in the record for that, Your Honor. Google didn't raise this dispute below, but there is some evidence on it. It's in Dr. Kripis's declaration. This is on appendix page 1970. This is patent owner's expert. Here, Dr. Kripis is explaining why in Google's primary reference, Ferris, all that's being sent is data, not code or pseudocode. And what he does in footnote 8 is he contrasts that with something that actually could be code or pseudocode, something that could be machine-readable instructions. And what he says is, Ferris neither expressly states, nor is it inherent, necessarily present in the reference, that a transmitted message is a string that is marked with a tag, such as HTML, to be processed by the program that renders the message. A string marked with a tag in HTML is exactly what a hyperlink is. You have tags that instruct the computer to do something with the URL. That's the code that makes it machine-readable instructions.
So Filion doesn't send a hyperlink?
It does not, Your Honor. It just sends a URL. Just a URL. And you can actually see that in Google's petition. Google actually points to the fact that Filion just sends a URL. This is on appendix page 123, Google's petition. Google is quoting from Filion. The very last sentence, Google quotes a sentence from Filion. This is what Google points to as purported machine-readable instructions. And Google quotes, by detecting the data message,
where on A123 are you?
We're at the very bottom of the page, Your Honor, the last sentence.
Oh, all right.
It begins by detecting the data message. And what Google quotes is, by detecting the data message buried in a video signal used to advertise a product, the phone number for the vendor supplying the product may be decoded. I apologize, Your Honor. This is Goldstein.
Yeah, this is Goldstein.
Phil, yeah, yes. It's on Appendix 119 is what we're looking for. And it is the very last sentence that's on the bottom of this page that spills over to the next page. It says, ARS 308 returns a URL corresponding to advertiser server 312 to PC 302. What is being sent from this remote computer, the advertiser server, is just a URL. And that's why Google points to just a URL. Nowhere does Filia disclose actually providing hyperlink code to the remote device. And that's because in the prior art, it was considered a better idea just to send the data and let all the instructions remain resident on the user device.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Honor has a little rebuttal time.